pastime father of Krishna, the supreme absolute truth. Also, Nanda Maharaj's intention was to carry out the injunction of the scripture regarding breaking his Ekadasi fast. Therefore, Varuna's servants should not have arrested Nanda on the technical grounds that he bathed in the Yamuna at an inauspicious time. Later in this chapter, Varuna himself will say, Aryata mama kena mudena. This was done by my ignorant servant who is a fool. O king, not seeing Nanda Maharaj, the coward man loudly cried out, O Krishna, O Ram. Lord Krishna heard their cries and understood that his father had been captured by Varuna. Therefore the Almighty Lord, who makes his devotees fearless, went to the court of Varunadev. Several coward men accompanied Nanda Maharaj as guards when he went to take his bath at night. When Nanda did not come out of the water, they began to cry out. Though Krishna was far away sleeping on his bed of flowers, he heard the coward men shouting, Krishna Ram! The word Upasrutya indicates that Krishna heard from close by. Because Krishna is all-pervading, he is always very near to everyone. Understanding the situation, Krishna rushed there, jumped into the water and went to the court of Varuna. Krishna was determined to free his father and the other coward men from the fear of a mere demigod. Krishna is called Swanam Abhayada, relieving the fear of his associates. Because by freeing Nanda from Varuna's clutches, Krishna relieved the fear of his relatives. Seeing that the Lord, Rishikesh, had arrived, the demigod Varuna worshipped him with elaborate offerings. Varuna was in a state of great jubilation upon seeing the Lord, and he spoke as follows. Sri Varuna said, Now my body has fulfilled its function. Indeed, now the goal of my life is achieved, O Lord. Those who accept your lotus feet, O personality of Godhead, can transcend the path of material existence. Varuna said, All the thousands of bodies which I have received till now have been useless, because in all those lives I did not see you. Today my body has become successful. That is the indication of the word nibrita, which comes from ni, from nitaram, complete, successful, and brita, accepting a body. Varuna said, Today I've understood what is most valuable. Though I possess all varieties of jewels, until now I have not obtained such a jewel as you. Those who worship your lotus feet can cross the ocean at one part of material existence. How fortunate am I to attain your darshan without any effort. Text 6. My obeisances unto you, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Absolute Truth, the Supreme Soul, with whom there is no trace of the illusory energy, which orchestrates the creation of this world. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur. Varuna said, You are approached by the three paths of Bhakti, Jnana and Yoga. I pay my respects to you as Bhagavan, Brahman and Paramatma. Those who claim that these realizations are tinged with Maya are wrong. These realizations are not touched by Maya, which makes the various things of this world. Your father, who is sitting here, was brought to me by a foolish, ignorant servant of mine who did not understand his proper duty. Therefore, please forgive us. Krishna said, Why are you embarrassing me by praising me like this? In answer, Varuna says, I have really offended you with this mood. He speaks this verse. Varuna continued, According to the Bhakti Shastras, one can enter the water before sunrise after an especially short Ekadasi. Not knowing this, Akarya Vedina, one of my foolish servants committed a great offense by bringing your father here. The offense of my servant is also mine. Pointing with his hands, Varuna showed Nanda seated on a jeweled throne, which Varuna himself had offered in order to worship Nanda Maharaj, who was internally engaged in remembering Krishna, his own worshipable deity. Varuna continued, O Krishna, you are the ocean of forgiveness, but because I'm the ocean of offense, you can punish me suitably. If you wish. That's pretty, very poetic, isn't it? Varuna is saying such nice things. You are the ocean of forgiveness and I am the ocean of offense. O Krishna, O seer of everything, please give your mercy even to me. O Govinda, you're most affectionate to your father. Please take him home. Sukadev Goswami said, thus satisfied by Lord Varuna, Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lords of Lords, took his father and returned home where their relatives were overjoyed to see him. It is understood that Krishna returned home with Nanda Maharaj before sunrise.
Yeah, it's...
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. It is very interesting how Varuna understood Krishna's position, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Nanda Maharaj was seated on a jeweled throne, and Nanda Maharaj, he was watching the whole situation, and he was shocked because, first of all, he got kidnapped while he was in the water, pulled underwater. Next moment, he's in front of Varuna, a demigod. He's personally seeing a demigod. I mean, when did you expect to see him beyond the poster, if you know what I mean? Varuna, face to face. And then Varuna is actually immediately realizing the offense of his servant and therefore places Nanda Maharaj on a jeweled throne. So that's also mind-blowing to Nanda Maharaj. One moment he's arrested, next moment there's Varuna, and Varuna puts him on a jeweled throne. Next moment Krishna comes in, and next moment Varuna falls on the ground and starts to offer prayers to Krishna and say, finally this life is successful because in this life I've seen the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Supreme Personality of Godhead. Supreme Personality of Godhead. My son, Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Varuna, authority, Mahajan Varuna, right? He says, my son, Supreme Personality of Godhead, I mean, Nanda Maharaj's mind was spinning. Next moment, Krishna, receiving all these prayers of Varuna, is saying, it's all good and well, all these prayers, but I have to go. There's really no time to waste. I have to go because above the waters, my, you know, the whole village is in great anxiety. So I can't keep them waiting for you to finish your prayers. So sorry, we're leaving now. Right away. And Krishna takes Nanda Maharaj, and they emerge from the water, and everyone is just amazed, amazed, amazed. Krishna saved Nanda Maharaj. Krishna saved Nanda Maharaj. Nanda Maharaj has been saved, saved by Krishna. Everyone in Vrindavan heard. Everyone. Everyone was elated and amazed. Then Nanda Maharaj said, yes, and I'll tell you the whole story. Whole story. Everybody listen. Shh. Says, you know, I went into the water, Yamuna, you know, like you gotta see breaking fast, everything, I mean, like usual, maybe a little early anyway, you know, it's like, was alright, you know, I'm not fanatic, and next moment something grabs me that pulls me down, next moment, Varuna, you know, like next moment, Varuna offering prayers, Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Varuna, the authority said Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. Now, listen to that. Krishna, all this time you've been fooling us. You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Jeez, you know, Krish, how could you hide this from us all the time, man? Come on, we're your mates, you know? I mean, this is our village, you know? Now you are God, jeez. Now what to do? Now listen, Krishna. Now that you're God, you know, now you got to show us something. Krishna says, all right, what would you like? I say, can you show us the Brahma Jyoti? Krishna says, Brahma Jyoti, that is so boring, you know? Why don't I show you Golok? So Krishna, they said, all right, show us Golok. And Krishna showed Golok, and everyone saw that it was exactly the same as the village of Vrindavan. The only difference was there were some effulgent personalities, and everyone said, who are they? Oh, they're the Vedas personified. Okay, just to show that it was different after all. He did show them a different place, but looked exactly the same as their own village. And then, yeah, you know, then everybody knew. Krishna is God. And of course, they talked about it for a few days. Have you heard? Have you heard? Have you heard? Krishna's God. You haven't? Oh, Krishna is God. No, really? Yes, yes, he is. You know. Then after a while, have you heard? Of course, everybody knows Krishna is God. You know, you got anything else? You know, anything new? Old hat? You know, come on, you know. Everybody knows that. Krishna's God. Yeah, we know that. In this way, after a little while, everyone stopped talking about it, that Krishna was God. And then the residents of Vrindavan, after a while, they forgot all about it. They just forgot, because no one spoke about it anymore. And in this way, the pastimes continued in Sri Vrindavan Dham. So it's like, I really like this pastime. It's very kind of sweet. And yeah, so simple, so nice. These descriptions here in this book, this 10th Canto commentary, are very rich and full of interesting little details. And yeah. For example, this morning I was reading in the book, and I was reading that when Krishna was old enough to take out the calves, right? Or no, old enough, they allowed him and the boys to take out the calves. Then Krishna's Kaviraj, not Krishna, Vishwana Chakravarti Thakur in the purport, right? 3 years old.
3 years old.
You know. Sent out for 3 years old, 3 year olds with the calf. They were old enough. And Krishna was ahead of his age, you know, he was kind of a bit advanced for his age. So therefore he could manage. And so such nice little things, you know. 3 year old goes out with the calves. Krishna, of course, he can do. So very sweet. Such sweetness is our that is our nourishment, simply. We spend our time hearing about Krishna.
A little more, because it went so quick.
Just have to find something. So just read a little what I already told. Thus deeply considering the situation, the all-merciful Supreme Personality of Godhead Hari revealed to us the coward man, his abode, which is beyond material darkness. Shri Krishna Chakravarti Thakur. Considering Sanchincha, the situation, Krishna, out of his infinite compassion, Maha Karunika, for the Vrajavasi, separated the coward man from Vrindavan for a moment, and showed him his own attractively charming spiritual planet, Lokan Swam Krishna Lokan. Krishna did this to show them that the sweetness of Vrindavan was superior to Brahman and Vaikuntha. However, the Vrajavasis achieved Sayuja Mukti merging in Brahman. However, if the Vrajavasis achieved Sayuja Mukti merging in Brahman, it would be impossible for them to come out of it. Then how would they ever again taste the sweetness of Vrindavan? Because Lord Krishna is Vibhu, all-powerful. He would take them out of Sayuja Mukti and Vaikuntha, which are both beyond the darkness of matter. Yeah, so Krishna didn't want them to really enter into this Brahma Jyoti and merge. That to the Vaishnavas is not acceptable. There are five types of liberation: Salokya, Sarupya, Samipya, Sarsti, and Sayujya. Salokya means we get the same abode as Krishna. Sarupya, we get a spiritual body like Krishna. Samipya, we get the association of Krishna. And Sarsti, we get the same opulence as Krishna. Those we can all accept. But Sayujya, never. To merge into Krishna, because yeah, then we lose the opportunity for devotional service. Just chuck the tea back in there.
in this way. But anyway, the Vrijabhasis not only realized the glories of that Goloka was superior, but they also realized that their own abode was no different from that transcendental abode. And thus, although they kind of became covered by Yoga Maya for the sake of pastimes, deep down in their heart, they did realize that actually they were in the spiritual world with Krishna. Although for the sake of pastimes, they forgot he was the Supreme Lord. They just saw their village as an ordinary village. But in another way, deep down in their heart, they knew it. They knew it very well. And therefore, they were completely relishing every aspect of their existence. They were relishing Krishna. They were relishing the sacred abode of Sri Vrindavan Dham, which is entirely designed for the pleasure of Krishna. Right? It has no other purpose. The very existence for Vrindavan is the pleasure of Krishna and nothing else. And anybody who goes there is also meant to be aligned with that purpose. Entirely exist for the pleasure of Krishna. And when one is not entirely existing for the pleasure of Krishna, one is experiencing obstacles in Vrindavan. Some obstacles, some struggles, some tapasya. Then Vrindavan becomes tapobhumi. But for those who are completely, who have no other interest than the interest of Krishna, for them, Vrindavan is anandam buddhivardhanam pudhitaram kunamrita svadhanam sabatmasnapanam param vijayate shri krishna sankirtanam. For them it is the ultimate transcendental fulfillment of all desires that one can find there. Of course, Vrindavan is not only the abode which is aimed to offer pleasure to Krishna, but Vrindavan is also the abode which is aimed to glorify Krishna. Only for that purpose, therefore, Vrindavan in so many ways is glorifying Krishna. Therefore, by glorifying Krishna, one enters into Vrindavan automatically. And if one is fully absorbed in glorifying Krishna, then one enters into that transcendental abode wherever one is. That is the state of Vrindavan. Therefore, sometimes it is said that Vasudev is describing the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but Vasudev is also a state of consciousness known as Visuddhasattva, transcendental pure goodness. In the same way, Vrindavan is a location, but Vrindavan is also a state of consciousness, as Jiva Goswami points out in the Bhakti Santarva. It is about one of the symptoms of surrender is to come to this point that one has no other interest than the interest of the Lord. Complete alignment. And that is what we see in Nanda and Yasoda or the residents of Vrindavan. Complete alignment. Yeah, so we are, these kind of writings that are just allowing us to enter into that state of consciousness for a moment, that we just hear these past times and appreciate that consciousness of Krishna, only Krishna, his pleasure and nothing else. And then we chant again, Hare Krishna. But this time, your turn. Because he already sang. We had three harmoniums. I don't know if you saw that. This one is, for the moment, not smiling, but the dentist will fix it. This one, tooth missing, but it was black anyway, so there was already something wrong. It didn't even touch it, actually.
I touched the key next to it,
and it just flew off. I never played that key, so it was here.
Haven't done it for a long time, it shocked me. Eh?
I'm so sorry, for owner of the harmonium. Once upon a time I used to rock, and then one time five keys flew off the owner of the harmonium was sitting next to me. So that was a difficult moment in my life. Then for a long time I used to carry super glue. Just in case. But these days it hasn't happened for a really long time. I was shocked that it happened. So it must have been bad glue, you know. Indian glue. Sorry for that. Some good UK glue will fix it. He wants to sit beside me. What was that? Well, he told me that everyone thinks it's a housewarming, but it's not a housewarming. We had a secret conversation upstairs, private, you know. Very intimate exchange, actually, which I cannot share much of. But one of the things he said, everyone thinks it's a housewarming, but, you know, it's not really finished. So it's not really yet a housewarming. It's just, you know, it's the pre-warming to the warming, yeah. The warming up to the warming, and it's going to be, by then it's going to be really hot. That's what I can imagine. We'll bring super glue that time. But now that we are here, whether he wants the house to be warmed or not, it is getting warmed, because the holy name, all these unlimited living entities that exist in between the atoms, the sukshma jivas, who have not, they've just awoken. So, you know, the walls are filled with dull living entities who have no consciousness, and we just woke them up. Yeah. Just now. So the walls are now vibrating with transcendental consciousness awakening. So the house is no longer just an ordinary place. That's why Golokira Premadana, and the wealth of Golok comes down. Or ye dine griyate bhajana devi Goloka bhai, then Golok will manifest. So, too late. Whether it was warming or not, it's warm. It's warm. There's lots of transcendental vibrations in this place now. You're never going to have a peaceful night anymore. You might just dream of Krishna, Nanda Maharaj being kidnapped by Varuna and all these things. Don't be surprised if in this house people spontaneously start to chant Hare Krishna, even the kids, you know. Eh? It's warmed, but it will be warm again. And may it never cool down. May somehow or other the transcendental sound vibrations just continue in this house. Because that is the saving grace. That's the one thing that can change everything. So he said you want to serve Prasad.